This is Akashwani, the news read by Nara Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon countrymen to become a partner in strengthening the nation amid the West Asia crisis. The Prime Minister made the 7 appeals to the nation while addressing a function in Hyderabad yesterday. He urged citizens to help conserve foreign exchange reserves by reducing the consumption of imported fuel through use of public transport and carpooling. The Prime Minister appeal comes at a time when crude oil prices are trading above $100 per barrel due to West Asia crisis and a deadlock in the Strait of Hormuz still persists. Crude oil prices had touched a 52-week high of $126 per barrel at the end of last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers and performed puja at Somnath Temple in Gujarat during the Somnath Amrit Parv celebrations. The Mahapuja marks 75 years since the inauguration of the restored temple. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari today said that the state government has decided to transfer land to the Border Security Force for erecting a fence along the Bangladesh border. The decisions were taken in the first cabinet meeting held today after the formation of a new government in West Bengal after the elections. The Chief Minister declared within 45 days, land will be handed over to the Border Security Force for fencing along state's boundaries. Mr. Adhikari announced the implementation of the center's flagship Ayushman Bharat health scheme and several other schemes of the union government in the state. The cabinet also approved the proposal for a 5-year extension in the age limit of the school job applicants. In the newly elected Legislative Assembly of Tamil Nadu today, more than 100 members were sworn in after the pro tem speaker Karupaya invited the members. Chief Minister Joseph Vijay and the cabinet members, opposition leaders Stalin, former Chief Minister Edappadi Palaniswamy, O. Paneerselvam and others of the alliance also took the oath. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnu has also urged citizens and businesses to reduce expenditure on items that require foreign exchange in view of the ongoing global uncertainties. He was addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi today. Center has notified the implementation of the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act 2025, VVG Ramji. The act will be rolled out nationwide from 1st of July this year. The Rural Development Ministry said that the act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower the rural India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a meeting of the informal empowered group of ministers constituted to monitor the situation in West Asia. The meeting was held to review the evolving situation in the region. Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Hardeep Singh Puri, Sarvanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh and K. Ram Mohan Naidu also attended the meeting. In Himachal Pradesh, 6 people were killed and 4 others, including 2 children, were seriously injured when their vehicle plunged into a gorge near Kakira in the Batiyat area of Chamba district. The injured have been admitted to Tanda Medical College. Among the diseased, 5 were tourists from Gujarat, while the driver was a resident of Mandi district in Himachal Pradesh. The accident occurred at the wee hours of today. Country's economy has stayed resilient despite global headwinds. According to a SBI research report released today, the economy is projected to grow by 6.6% in the fiscal year 2026-27. The report also estimates real GDP growth at nearly 7.2% in the fourth quarter of last fiscal year. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day celebrates the country's scientific achievements, technological advancements and growing innovation ecosystem. India Met Department has forecast isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest parts of the country till Thursday. Isolated hailstorm activity is also likely to be experienced in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh today and tomorrow. The weather agency has said that Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand are also expected to experience similar conditions tomorrow. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand administration has urged the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims and tourists to remain cautious and travel safely amid adverse weather conditions in the hill state. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.